and welcome to The Big Rewind, this very first podcast of mine, which hopefully will work out. I'm Adam, and this is my friend Jamie, who is not only my friend, but the technical wizard behind literally everything I do. Like taking a shit, just mailing things. Yeah, it's all thanks to Jamie.
Yes.
Say hello to the people.
Hello.
Oh my god, this is gonna suck. Anyway, The Big Rewind is going to be looking at movies in a rewind fashion, which means we'll start with the new stuff, some movie news, upcoming movies, stuff like that, and then we'll make our way back and kind of finish in a more retro kind of theme. Are you ready to start, Jamie?
Yeah, let's do it.
I almost forgot your name for a second. Jamie, longtime friend. I barely know. All right. So, let's start with the big news. So the big news, which isn't big news at all, it's kind of really minor film news that happened over the past week. Alright, so Scary Movie 5.
Oh, for crying out.
Which neither of us have seen.
Is this the Charlie Sheen, Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
I've seen the trailer, yeah.
I saw the trailer too.
It has an extremely bad joke where Charlie Sheen says, "I've had worse," or "I can, you know, I've come back from worse."
Oh, yeah.
"I've come back from worse," while he's getting his balls impaled.
Yeah, and like winks at the camera. It's like, yeah. That's a joke.
Yeah,
that sucks. Anyway, Scary Movie 5, which neither of us have seen, and
we'll
probably not see.
I don't know. No, probably not. Because
not at the cinema anyway.
I mean, the thing is, the original Scary Movie, I enjoyed. It was in that kind of slapstick, you know, vein. It's kind of American's version of Carry On now. They sort of have to do them now,
I guess.
But they really shouldn't be. They should have sort of copied Carry On in terms of the titling as well. So it shouldn't be Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It should be sort of like Scary Movie, The Return of the Ghost. You know,
Well, they could have done that, because the Nightmare on, if it's trying to do like a horror film franchise, they always have like lame titles eventually.
Yeah,
like Freddy's Revenge, Freddy Goes to Hawaii, like I don't know, something like that. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's boring.
It is boring.
But yeah, I hate all of them. the second one has like David Cross in it, and the third one has Leslie Nielsen in it.
Yeah.
So there was something there.
Yeah.
Now I'm done.
The cast's completely different, isn't it? I think they've replaced pretty much everyone.
Because it used to be the Wayans brothers who were doing it. And then it became the...
They did 1, 2, 3.
Zucker,
maybe.
Who did Airplane.
Yeah.
And good films, and then lots of bad films.
Yes.
Including Scary Movie 5, which pretty much flopped this week.
Yes.
So,
good.
High five. Let's high five that shit. It's good news for the human race, and it shows there's still hope. this is like the most boring news. Like,
it'll be Expendables 3 has been announced.
Actually, yeah, there is no, it's not that, but sorry about that. Anyway, the second one's really boring. Adrian Brody to play magician Harry Houdini in a new TV series. Which is not so much news as it is.
Oh no!
Completely forgettable non-information.
Yeah. Is this like an American only?
No.
You think it'll make it over the pond to...
Who's going to watch that, seriously?
Yeah,
I mean, magic. Anyway, the new Tarzan movie is in fact not going ahead.
Oh!
I'm sorry. Well,
what was the last one? God, that was ages ago. Was it 90s?
Was it that Christopher Lambert one?
Oh, God, it might have been.
That was quite good. For Christopher Lambert, really. But yeah, so they announced it and they were like, yeah, Tarzan. And then everyone was just like, yeah, that sounds lame. And then they were like, no, let's not do it. I actually have a sound to play. I'm going to be playing sound throughout this.
Yeah.
Some of them really bad. This is one of them. So yeah,
this is the sound of Tarzan hitting like a mushroom.
I think it encapsulates that story perfectly.
Sorry, Goomba is like Tarzan's flying around Goomba.
which would be a much better game than that movie would have been. Next up, see, you were right. Yeah. Stallone says...
Oh, no!
Wait.
I didn't know this. I swear I did not know this.
Stallone says that Wesley Snipes is officially cast in Expendables 3.
Oh, wow.
Which would be a Demolition Man reunion.
Yeah, it would be, of course, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
God, that's the last time them two work together.
It's going to be awesome.
God.
And
that's quite amazing.
Arnold Schwarzenegger actually had a statement.
Oh, he's...
Bullshit!
But I don't know who else is going to be in it.
Oh, he'll be in it. He'll be in it.
Yeah?
He'll definitely be... I think Arnie will be in it. I think Statham must be in it. He seems like the... Sort of the most...
Yeah, he's like the main character type.
Yeah, well, he kind of is, actually, apart from Stallone, but like... You know,
he's like a Stallone
counterpart. He's the counterpart. Yeah. You know?
It's like a Stallone Statham bromance at the heart of it.
But the thing is, they've got. I think that they've got to replace Jet Li, haven't they?
So, oh, they have already, you know, in the second one.
Well, kind of.
Oh, he's going away to meet a dog, and
yeah, but they didn't replace him as such. Like, they didn't have another Kung Fu master stroke. You know, they didn't have someone fulfill his role.
No,
I was always thinking, actually, like someone like Donnie Yen or maybe Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
you
could
bring in and just to fulfill that role. Though Jackie Chan would probably add too much of a comedy element.
Yeah.
Even though there shouldn't be a comedy element in that film, there's loads of comedy in it.
Yeah. But he is, I think Jackie Chan is friends with Stallone anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he hasn't been in it so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll probably be the big announcement.
Chuck Norris's appearance in the last one was painful.
That wasn't so
Chuck Norris has gained a bit of weight, and I can't talk, but anyway.
And also his kind of political views.
Yeah.
But let's not get into
that. Yeah, we'll get into
that. That's for another podcast altogether. Yeah. The next Bond novel.
The next Bond novel?
Yeah, there's loads of them.
Okay.
New ones. Well,
yeah.
Will be titled Solo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the next film as well, then?
No. They're not basing it on the new novels.
Oh, right, okay.
They're staying close to the Ian Fleming ones.
Oh, right.
For now.
Yeah. Is Daniel Craig doing another one?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he said he might do two more, actually. And then
might
that's
do
it.
Two more, and then like that's it. Because there was a big hoo-ha, wasn't there, about how at the beginning of the last one, he was like, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this.
He always does.
And then he did it, and he's like, of course I wanted to do Skyfall, of course I wanted to do it, you know, it's great, isn't it great? Only because it got critical acclaim, unlike Quantum of Solace and Casino. So, even though I know you like
I like Quantum of Solace, leave me alone. God.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's also for another podcast. But basically, there was a movie called Solo already, so they can't call it Solo regardless.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
It was with Mario Van Peebles. he's that memorable that I was just like, I had to look it up again.
Oh, God.
Anyway. And that movie was basically Black Terminator, is what it was. Which would be awesome. Oh, man. That's a way better movie than every James Bond ever made.
Yeah, anyway. True. But
anyway. What else? Oh, yeah.
Javier Bardem. You've got to mention Javier Bardem. He was amazing in the last one. He was like one of the... I don't know, actually. I've been discussing with people whether or not he is the best villain of all time. I'm going to have to review a couple of the old ones, but...
He's definitely one of the best of kind of post... kind of not post-Brosnan, but including Brosnan as well.
Okay, all right.
Kind of, because they were no, like, Pierce Brosnan, he was good, but then some of the villains were rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? There was Tomorrow Never Dies was... Oh, no, he was good. It was, what's his name? Jonathan Pryce. And then GoldenEye, that was a good villain as well. So I'm talking rubbish.
Really. Yeah, you really are. Yeah.
No, Die Another Day. That was rubbish.
Oh, yes.
That sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agree.
Anyway.
Okay, next up, General Zod released a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That happened.
That doesn't make sense.
It's like a marketing thing for
Steel. Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
So I've seen the video. It's like basically him talking just like, oh, I'm looking for Kal-El and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it's all blurred and there's like lots of really shit sound effects on it. Like, Because, like, when your video doesn't work, loads of sounds occur, none of which sound like that.
I was just thinking about when we do recording, that happens. It'd be great if it did.
I mean, that would have been cool, that idea for a Zod message, but it sounds kind of rubbish.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Avengers won 3 MTV Awards, which would be cool if those mattered.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like Marvel won any Oscars or Globes or BAFTAs
No, it didn't win anything.
Special effects, it could have maybe won something, but I doubt it.
Nah.
It came out at the wrong time for it as well. Yeah. Actually, on that kind of marketing thing, did you, like, the original, the Dark Knight marketing campaign was fantastic.
That was so good.
Because they put clues, and then you found out later that those clues led to helping the Joker open the vault in the first film. And, you know, you actually had to go places and find stuff.
Wasn't there something involving cake with the Dark
Knight? Yeah, it was. You went to bakeries and then, you know, the cake. And yeah, and there were messages on the cake and stuff like that. And
that's weird.
You know.
There's a weird connection.
I know. Batman. Yeah, I know. It's pretty good. It was a really good sort of viral campaign that worked. But the problem that I had with it, obviously, it was America-based only. So we only heard about it in the UK in books.
At least with the Dark Knight Rises thing, where you could see the 6-minute preview. That was international. Yes, that was quite good. The next story is so good.
What?
It's not that good, but it sounds great.
What?
Tom Cruise.
Oh God, here we go.
Will most likely star in another sci-fi film.
Yeah, all right, that's obvious.
That's fine.
Yeah,
he's already planning. All You Need Is Kill, but after that, it'll be in a film called Yukikaze. Wait, that's not the good part.
Yeah,
which will see 21st century mankind under attack from an alien force known as Jam. Oh, thank you, good night!
Oh, yeah, God, that's so good.
Oh, man.
Jam. Why Jam? Is it an acronym?
Tom Cruise versus Jam.
Is it an acronym? Is it comedy? Probably. Why is it Yukikaze?
Jam.
What, is it a Japanese film? Is this Last Samurai again? What's happening?
It's Japanese.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this will make you sad. Well, you know they're not doing a Dread sequel. Sorry.
What with the current?
They're not going to do it.
Why not? I got really annoyed by that because the thing is, it's like the trailer gave you the impression that it wasn't gory, it wasn't as visceral as the film was then.
Mm.
And then I went and saw it, and it was fantastic.
It was great.
It's a really good film.
We liked it.
A really good action thriller film with gore, because I'm sick and tired of 12A's at the moment. 12A everywhere. The film we're about to talk about is also 12A.
I was going
to
say.
And there are obvious cuts in that as well to make sure it meets a guideline.
Yeah,
And I'm starting to really, really hate that. But
Dread was
obliterated
really
that. It just went, gore, blood, stuff,
corridors.
Yeah, just everything. And I encouraged loads of people to go see it, but no one went and saw it because they thought, oh, it would be rubbish. It would just be censored. Like,
I think it's because the trailer they released, which was really massively cut.
Yes, yeah.
It was quite bad. I thought it was going to be bad.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be bad.
I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. But there's a silver lining.
Mm.
They might do a sequel in comic form. A 2000 AD.
Okay, so
to the story.
I used to follow it with comics a long, long time ago.
Better than nothing.
And the comics are great.
They are good.
I always hated the Stallone Dreads. I didn't enjoy them. I didn't think they were good. I thought this new Dread was far superior.
Far superior. Speaking of which, you know what Stallone would say to what you just said? You betray the law!
I mean, the only...
That's it. He said his piece. The next news will make you sad / angry.
Yeah.
Potentially. They're making a prequel to The Shining.
Oh, come on.
Called The Overlook Hotel.
I assume there's no book called The Overlook Hotel?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Who's doing it? Who's directing it?
Oh, I think it's being written...
Is it Abrams or Cameron? Spielberg?
Not this time. But it's being written by What's his name? Some guy who did the Walking Dead.
Okay.
So it might not be...
Well, the series?
Yeah, yeah. But Jack Nicholson actually released a statement which...
said no!
No, it was quite positive, actually.
No, really?
Go check it out! Go check it out!
So he's telling us to go check it out, so we should probably look forward to that.
No, he's not.
No. The next news is really boring as well. Stanley Tucci will star in Transformers 4. In completely unrelated news, Stanley Tucci's career is now over.
Who's Stanley Tucci?
He's in every film.
Who is he?
Oh.
But that's how forgettable he is.
Yeah, yeah. No, so he's great.
What else has he been?
He was in Jack the Giant Slayer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was the bad guy in that. He was in Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, okay. Yep, seminal films.
Plays
seminal
a lot of bold homosexual men.
Yes, great. And now he's...
/ dastardly villains.
Yeah, great.
Images from 300 Rise of an Empire have been released.
This is a sequel?
I think so.
300...
I still don't want to believe it.
But the word 300 encapsulates that myth. I mean, you don't have... how is there a sequel?
The first one did well, even though I don't like it. And you like it. You've got it.
I do have it. I like the art style, I must admit.
Ugh.
But I don't know. I take it as a comedy. I seriously do. Okay, I take it as a comedy.
I could
because it's the most homoerotic comedy for a long time, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If you take it seriously, I'm sorry. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was happening at all. Finally, well,
we have Jared Butler.
I don't think so, even. Aww. No, it's gonna have one of the guys from the first film, but I don't think he's gonna be in it. Danny Woodburn.
Yeah.
You know who that is, do
no.
you? It will be Splinter in Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles.
Splinter?
Splinter.
Okay.
Which, if you remember, is an Asian rat.
Yeah, I know.
He can talk. He's not Asian and not a rat.
Yeah.
So I think that's clearly gonna suck. There were some trailers released, including Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh God, don't get me started.
I know you hate that, but it looks good. I think it looks good.
No,
you still haven't made your peace with the first film.
No,
that's the problem.
I can't stand it. I'm a Star Trek fan, and I cannot stand.
What did you say? You?
I'm a Star Trek.
You cannot. Anyway, I think it looks good. Also released was the trailer for Elysium.
Yeah,
which you liked.
I'm kind of excited by that because the thing is that I love sci-fi. I absolutely adore sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's being made by the guys who made District 9.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I really liked District 9. I thought it was it was a kind of gritty sci-fi. The CG wasn't over the top.
It was alright.
It's kind of the opposite to Michael Bay.
I'm just deflating you.
Oh, shut up.
It was alright.
But yeah, no, I like the look at it. It does look a little bit ridiculous, though.
Well, it kind of looks, I don't know.
It's kind of mechanical thing that they drill into his brain.
It kind of reminded me a bit of Battle of LA.
And he's not dead.
I'm kind of scared it's going to be too...
Battle of LA was terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see. It looks alright. It looks alright. Hangover 3 as well has got a trailer, which...
I haven't seen any of them.
Any of them? Alright. Well, that ends your comments on that. But I've seen both of them, and they're fine. So I guess, you know, third one probably be fun as well, but it's not going to change our lives. The next Hunger Games has a trailer as well. Catching Fire.
Not interested.
Catching Fire.
Not interested.
It actually looks all right. It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman in it.
I'm sick and tired of teen dramas.
All right. Jesus.
It's just another nerve. It's Twilight freaking series 2.
It's better than Twilight. Come on. Epic has a trailer as well, which is Ferngully.
Yeah.
With better
How
effects.
Many times do they need to remake Ferngully?
As many times as it takes. Also, there's a new Romeo and Juliet. I don't know why.
What? DiCaprio wasn't enough?
This is going to be like a back to oldie times looking one.
Oh, right, okay. Like a BBC period drama type.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like a TV movie, really. But it might
be. Well, they do it all with American accents.
Yeah. Paul Giamatti's in it, actually. Okay. He's not Romeo.
No.
No, obviously. And also, I don't know if you've seen...
Keira Knightley is the woman.
Keira Knightley is Romeo. and finally, for the news, this is less news. It's not really news. The Wolverine has a trailer as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. Sorry.
No, it's not that. I'm going, ooh, because I don't think it looks good.
No, it's not going to be. It's going to be low budget, like...
But from the sounds of it, from the Aronofsky...
There's like Origins and stuff.
He's basically Samurai Wolverine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it looks good. I thought the trailer was kind of ass.
I don't think it's the right... Because I know it's Hugh Jackman. And he was like one of the biggest actors in the X-Men series. But
there's other characters.
I don't know if X-Men, you know, if he's the one to follow. Because they keep following him in terms of the lore of it.
And people like him,
There's so much great stuff in the X-Men they never even touched upon in the films.
I know. Well, hopefully the next X-Men will be alright. Yeah. Looking forward to a trailer from that.
Yeah, because 3 was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the big news.
Yeah.
So now let's move on to the big review. So the big review, just so you know, because it's the first podcast, is we're going to watch a film together or not. Sometimes we can just talk about a film that we saw at different times.
Yeah.
But basically, we'll talk about one film that we saw over the weekend or something, and then make it the feature and talk about that specific one.
Yeah.
Instead of doing tons of reviews. The big review this week is Oblivion. Also known as Oblivion. Oblivion.
Yeah.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Yay.
Morgan Freeman.
Yay.
And Olga Kurylenko.
Yes, who was famously in...
Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
A film I quite enjoy, but no one else does.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. So, Oblivion. Jamie is a big Tom Cruise fan. He has all his albums.
Yeah. All the Nun albums.
He's got a calendar, which is held together through his sperm alone. That's how he sticks on the wall. You hate Tom Cruise, don't you?
I do.
Okay. I like Tom Cruise.
He's one of those kind of actors that I don't just hate on screen. I hate off screen. I hate him pretty much most ways possible.
I think you hate him on screen because you hate him off screen.
No, it's a bit of both. Okay, and I have to qualify it. I don't mean that he's done necessarily bad films. All of them are bad. The Rain Man is still a fantastic film.
It's just Rain Man. Wars.
Yeah, I know.
The Rain Man.
But we should make that. Anyway, Rain Man is like obviously great, and he plays a role in that fits. Same with Top Gun,
because like, he's a douche.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that, in my opinion, that's right. Like. In Top Gun, he plays a certain role. He fits that role.
Okay.
He really does.
A douche.
But then, moving on to Oblivion.
Yes.
Because Tom Cruise is now older in his career, he has the hero effect. Not just the hero effect, like that it's the leading man effect type thing. And unfortunately, it must happen in the production as well of these types of films, in the sense that the film becomes more about him,
the star,
and catering to his hero ego, and I don't like the fact that in Oblivion he's spoiler alert. I don't like the fact that
we're gonna destroy.
Yeah,
we're gonna spoil him.
I don't like in the fact that in this film, you know, he has pretty much no weakness whatsoever. He has no psychological or mental.
Well, weaknesses. He does. No, he does that.
Like, it's most of his films, like Mission Impossible, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like, all those kind of hero, where he plays the main hero.
These are like proper ego trips.
They are. This is a bit of an ego trip. The only difference is that the art direction's really good.
Yeah.
The set design is amazing. And if you play the game Portal, it's very similar. You know,
actually,
very, very similar.
I think the problem with it is not so much that the film caters to him. I think it, although it does to a certain extent, I think he's kind of, he is miscast in a way. He's almost too big a star for that movie.
Yeah, because there are similarities, I think, with Moon.
Oh, it's so derivative.
Yeah,
I've got a list here of films it reminded me of.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got I Am Legend.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Like the first half an hour.
This sort of solo effort. So,
it's basically I'm Legend.
And there's a dog.
And there's
a dog. For a moment that he protects.
There's a dog?
Yeah, he protects
the dog. Oh, yeah, there's a dog. You're right.
Yeah.
Didn't even think of that. Terminator Salvation for the ending.
Okay, I understand.
Which is, I don't know, there's a similarity to it.
Yeah.
In that it's ass, first of all, and also...
But there are more obvious films that it's similar with, like Prometheus, in my opinion.
Visually.
Yeah, visually, like Prometheus, it has this kind of similarity to. And also the kind of the world that they're in, this kind of desolate but still alive world.
Yeah.
You know, not completely post-apocalyptic, like Book of Eli, where it's just desert. Almost everywhere.
There's similarities I found, to Moon, obviously, that you mentioned.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah, but Sam Rockwell is a far superior actor. This is the thing.
Well, that's the thing. I think Sam Rockwell would have been really good.
You've got to be an extremely good character actor to do these kind of solo films. I don't think he has that kind of depth.
Yeah, because Rockwell can kind of adapt to several different types
of roles. He's multifaceted.
Tom Cruise can as well, but they're broader type roles. When he has to do something like this, where it's kind of like, he has to kind of come out of himself a little bit. He's not that good.
He does have to come out. He does.
Yeah. it reminded me of 2001 Space Odyssey as well, because that movie influenced every second.
Yeah. Going back to that is,
I mean, I think the director... Joseph Kosinski, who directed Tron Legacy.
Yeah. Again, Tron, not a great film, but a great looking film.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I won't be too hard on the director because it's actually just his second film.
Yeah, fair enough.
He has said that he wanted to do a kind of a homage to like 70s sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really come up as that because the soundtrack is really good though.
I really enjoyed the soundtrack.
Soundtrack's really 80s.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like that.
I know what he means by the sort of 70s sci-fi, but I think they kind of ruin it a little bit with the action scenes, you know, because in the sense that they go a bit over the top.
I think it goes very Hollywood when it shouldn't.
Yes, exactly.
There's this whole build-up that's quite interesting.
Mm.
And then it's like these Hollywood lines, like when Tom Cruise finds this desolate kind of football stadium.
Yeah.
And he's just like...
Oh, got that monologue.
He's just like, touchdown!
Yeah.
And you can tell that Tom Cruise has never seen an American football game in his life.
Yeah.
And
yet, being English, I've been to two.
Yeah.
The ones that went to London Wembley. But anyway.
But I mean, talking about the film specifically, it's kind of... What did you think of it as a whole, really?
I did enjoy it because I like the concept of the film. I think it's a good concept film. The major problem I have with it is it's got a few major plot holes. It's got some pretty big major plot holes. About maybe half, two-thirds of the way in, they introduce the fact that Tom Cruise, his character, who's called Jack...
Jack Harper, not Reacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Although it's
Is a clone. He's a clone, and he's also a clone that helped take over the world. The whole premise that you get in the trailer about the world and all this kind of post-apocalyptic stuff is actually false to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It is post-apocalyptic, but not by...
They do the typical thing where they establish a status quo.
Yeah.
And the only thing that could happen is that the status quo is not
correct. True. Yeah. So it's really obvious. Happens.
Yeah.
But they introduce clones. This is like you were kind of expecting aliens to touch down at one point, and it just kind of had every single cliche of sci-fi.
You know what Oblivion is as well?
Yeah.
It's Wally.
Yeah, I know it's Wally. Yeah, it's Wally.
He's got that little
without
plant.
Without fat guys.
Without fat guys. He's got that little plant, and there's this environmental message.
Yeah.
Which you don't need in sci-fi anymore.
I have to say, enough. I enjoy his partner at the beginning of the film. I don't know who she the actress.
I don't have a name.
But she's actually quite good. I liked her.
She gets creepy across quite well.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. I like the fact that she was one of the few people who reacted irrationally and more human-like, whereas everyone else acted like they were in a Hollywood film.
Yeah.
you know, Morgan Freeman did an okay job. He did what he normally
does. I was kind of looking forward to him being the villain in this, but he wasn't.
No, really. He wasn't really.
So he kind of comes in, he's like, I'm badass.
He's Morpheus. He is Morpheus. He's basic, and he basically says, oh, red pill, blue pill. He does that.
Yeah, he comes in and he's like, the plot is this now. And he tells you what the plot is.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really...
It reveals too much.
It's too much. Yeah. There's one point in this movie, you're following it, okay. And there's one point in this movie I was just like, what? And I'm not following. And then after that, I got really confused.
Yeah.
It's kind of muddled. It's a messy way to tell this story, I think. And the ending, oh my God. You've got these floating Tom Cruises...
Oh wow!
There's a triangle. There's a triangle in space. Okay, this is the ending they came up with.
Yeah.
There's a triangle in space.
Control everything. Yeah.
Inside.
Trying to rape the planet of its resources.
Pretty much with all the triangles.
Yeah.
And inside the triangle in space, is millions of naked floating Tom Cruises
and his partner.
And his partner, who are all taking shits at the same time. They're all in this, like, floating.
Yeah. It kind of reminds you of the Matrix pods.
Yeah, that's what it tried to have that impact a couple of times, that movie, where it was just like, reveal, ha-ha!
Yeah,
and I was just like, no.
other films have done far better.
Yeah. It's too derivative.
The biggest kind of rip-off, I felt, of the whole film, When they introduce you to Sally, the robot, the computer that's controlling this massive triangle. And
fuck
this
you, Sally.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the greatest lines in it. is that it's got this big red circle that looks exactly like Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey.
Because there's a triangle inside the triangle.
Yeah, there's... No, it's actually three. He goes through a few doors, so it's like a triangle in a triangle in a triangle.
Yeah, they really wanted to get that vagina motif. It's like vagina within the vagina within the vagina with a little thing in the middle that talks. I'm not going to go into what that is, but...
All right, I've got to mention the one massive plot hole of this all. Like, Tom Cruise goes up to the triangle... with one of the survivors of this crash landing from a spaceship called the Odyssey. It's called the Odyssey.
Yeah. Oh, that's a subtle reference.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I just got that.
and then, you know, they see all the Tom Cruises and the women in the pods and stuff like that. But the reason why he's gone up there is he's taken one of the survivors from the Odyssey, which was the ship he was originally on that was connected, and it gets a little bit complicated. But basically, he has something that the triangle wants, but it was
ridiculous.
It was established quite early on that all the triangle or Sally wants to do is kill this Tom Cruise 49, by the way.
Was it 49?
Yeah, it's 49. And the survivor. So he has no leverage whatsoever to get into the triangle. He has no leverage. He doesn't have something he can provide.
I just remember.
So basically, the triangle, at any point, once he's been detected, could be like, oh, okay, fine, bang, you're dead. Because that's what they want. That's what the triangle wanted. The triangle wanted to kill that Tom Cruise, that version of Tom Cruise, which he ends up doing himself anyway, in an independent style, you know, bait and switch, you know, crap. And they wanted to kill that survivor.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, do that then, because there's no leverage whatsoever. So why the fuck did you let Tom Cruise in?
I know, the security in that triangle is terrible.
Just...
And it's another Death Star. It's another space station built with a...
An obvious flaw.
With an obvious flaw in. You can just go in and be like, down with humans, boo.
Yeah.
And then they let you through.
Yeah.
with a coffin... with fucking Morgan Freeman in it.
Yeah.
Which is the big reveal where you're like, oh no!
There is a bit of a bromance at the end. They hold hands.
It's kind of sweet. Oh man.
That is fun.
Oh, for that movie.
Yeah.
Touchdown! Alright, let's go to final thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. What's your final thought?
My final thought.
Oblivion.
It would have been a far far superior film without the Tom Cruise effect. Not just him, but the effect he has on those types of Hollywood films, whereby the whole marketing has to be geared towards it. The whole kind of aspect of the production has to be geared to the fact that it's Tom Cruise. If you have someone who's less well-known, like Sam Rockwell and Moon, you know, you can have that kind of less well-known effect. Or, you know, you can actually build a relationship without any preconceptions towards that character. Yeah. You know, someone like... Maybe like Tom Hardy could have done that role. I think he could have done that role real justice.
More convincingly, probably.
Yeah, or Michael Fassbender, he could have done that role. I know.
Oh, he can do anything.
Yeah, I know he could do anything.
He can do me. He thinks I'm kidding. That's the beauty of it.
I know. But anyway, so I think there are more better character actors. Even Colin Firth could have done it, to be honest. No, maybe not.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, you've gone too far now.
Yeah.
I think that's the core problem that movie as well. It's kind of... It's like a small movie.
Yes.
Which needed to be small. Like yes. Moon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it wants to be a big boy. So yes, it's got Tom Cruise in it. Yeah, yeah. And it's got lots of action scenes.
Yes. Aren't necessary.
Big, messy plot. No one can understand and follow or care about. And in the end, it just kind of... It's a big bowl of that. I don't know what's going on.
They do something...
Though it looks good.
They do something that only Pulp Fiction and a few other films have done, which is kill the leading character, and yet he's still alive at the end of the film.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's cloned.
Clones!
We start with number 49, and we end with 52.
Yeah.
So, great.
And the girl doesn't care. She's
she doesn't really care.
Any abuse, fine.
And at some point in the film, Tom Cruise 49 and her had sex. Because there's a child presented.
Is she pregnant with 49?
Yeah, she was pregnant. But there's no point in the film where you're like, well, they must have had time then to have sex. So
there's like a scene where it's implied. But it's...
Really?
Yeah. Where he like puts his pants on and you're just like, ooh.
Wow, that was a quick...
Yeah. It wasn't very...
They also successfully, in this film again, get Tom Cruise to be the same height as the leading actor.
Yeah, and he's topless. The Tom Cruise topless count, still running.
Yeah, I think he's topless like maybe two or three times in the film, because there's a couple of shower scenes. So,
God.
Yeah, anyway, Eric.
So,
Your final thoughts?
Well, that was my final thoughts. Oh. I think it looks good. It's got a really good idea.
It looked good.
Really good idea, the core of it. And some cool moments, some cool things about it. So it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just, it could have been so much better.
Yeah.
And the combination of the plot and the wrong approach to kind of the storytelling aspect of it makes it a bit of a muddled effort for me. So I thumbs up, thumbs down.
Three stars.
Three stars. You give stars. I wanted to do a homage to Roger Ebert, but no. No. You had to go to stars.
No,
well, I give it thumbs sideways.
Okay.
I don't know if I recommend it.
No, anyone who enjoys sci-fi.
Yeah, it's entertaining at least.
I would say go watch it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it for what it is. It's not going to blow your mind.
No, exactly. No. But
you've got something else to look forward to.
What?
After Earth. Will Smith and his son.
I thought you were going to say Yukikaze.
No. You've got After Earth to look forward to.
Oh, After Earth.
So we'll see if that's good or not.
All right, let's move on. Because you just mentioned Shyamalan. And that's...
That's the plot twist.
Yeah. Let's move on to the big recall. So I've got a theme song for the big recall. You ready?
Go on.
Oh my god.
That's wonderful. Thanks. I wish they did ads like that now.
Yeah.
That would be so brilliant.
No one.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah, fake ads for everything. Yeah, maybe.
Just be like, sponsor?
No. The big recall, I'll explain, is basically I choose a retro film.
Mm-hmm.
To recommend to the people out there. I haven't told you what I've chosen.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know, I'm worried
and,
about this.
I talk about it briefly, and then you choose a film to recommend not to watch.
Yeah.
The retro
film. Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know what you've chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, we just have a little chat about it. And then next week, or I don't know, next time. We switch. So
yeah,
I'll
okay.
recommend a bad movie not
yeah.
to watch, and you do the other.
Yeah, still a bum deal. But anyway. Okay.
Yeah. So, do you want to start?
All right, yeah. So my film to not see. If you've seen the Coen brothers' film True Grit, don't think, that's actually based on another film of the same name with John Wayne in, and it's also called True Grit. Don't see it. Like me, I saw it, I got a copy of it, and I watched it, and I sat down, and it was terrible. I mean, it's John Wayne. He's older in it. He's bigger. He's fatter in it, and he kind of fits the kind of the role that Jeff Bridges plays in the Coen brothers' version of True Grit. But it is super camp. There's some obvious racism in it as well. With they've got, how is it, General Chang or something like that, and it's like, because John Wayne has like a Chinese friend that he calls the General. I think he calls his cat like the General or something like that, and it's a bit bizarre. He drinks a lot in it and stuff like that. The plot is different from the other film. They make it a bit, it's actually a bit more PC in terms of the girl. The girl's just a strong girl who gets things done. The writing in the Coen brothers one is far superior, and obviously it's a far superior film in every single way. Because obviously the True Grit one has the John Wayne effect, much like the Tom Cruise effect, which is to, you know, focus on John Wayne and how he's a hero and how he's good. But he's also, at least in this, he's a bit of a drunk, but he overcomes it. There's a bit of redemption in it. It is an overall bad film. And I have no idea why. The Coen brothers watched that and then thought, oh, we'll do a remake. And we'll make it good. Like, that story was good enough to remake bar all the other John Wayne films. You know, you pick that one to think, oh yeah, we'll do that. But yeah, I'm happy that the Coen brothers did it because it was a good film.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I really like the Coen brothers' True Grit as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was a really good movie. Yeah, but really. I quite like the original.
I can't. It's
I understand
silly.
What you mean. I think
it's just so silly.
It's it's John
know?
Wayne.
I know.
In the day, every John Wayne movie had to have him, you know, hitting a woman, saying something racist, you know, being John Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of, I agree, it does suffer from that.
Yeah.
The Coen brothers did make it into something somewhat more original.
Oh, absolutely.
Of a Western. And,
yeah,
I wouldn't say it's a bad film.
The big difference, I think, between the two films is the character that Matt Damon plays,
LaBeouf.
And because in the Coen brothers' version, LaBeouf isn't in it as much.
Mm.
But in the True Grit, the John Wayne one, he's in it pretty much all the time. And he kind of it's actually a trio rather than just the girl and Jeff. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I mean, in the remake, it does kind of disappear at one point and come back.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I thought Matt Damon was good in that, actually.
No, I thought Matt Damon wasn't too bad.
I barely remember the original.
He plays sort of the authoritarian role, but at the same time,
he's kind of,
he's younger as well.
He's out of his depth as well.
A little bit. But that's why he's not in it as much as well. So,
okay.
Coen brothers rewrote that sort of role a little bit, and I think to a better effect.
So you've chosen a classic Western not to watch.
No, don't watch it.
All right, fine.
It's just, I went through the process of seeing True Grit. I hadn't seen the original. I thought, oh, I have to see the original now because I really loved the new version.
So it's more watch the new True Grit instead.
Yeah, rather than
exactly.
Okay. Well, no, but the thing is, it's a rarity where you're like, oh, the original is really different and not as good as the new version. It's a rare thing.
All right. Controversial.
Yeah.
But I can understand where you're coming
from.
My pick
for
a retro film to recommend is...
Yeah.
The Manitou.
What?
The Manitou.
The Manitou.
Yeah. The Manitou.
The Manitou.
Is a film made in 1978, starring Tony Curtis.
Okay.
Where he plays a psychic. Not a real psychic.
Yeah.
He's kind of a fraud.
Okay.
All his clients are like these senile old ladies and stuff. And basically his girlfriend has a growth on her neck that might be a fetus.
Oh, no.
So good.
What is this relationship to Total Recall?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, Benio. I could do this, but... and yeah, so it turns out it is a fetus.
Oh no.
And little by little it starts growing really fast, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it's actually the fetus has it's ridiculous. No. It's a Manitou in there. And a Manitou is like this kind of Native American spirit. Like an old medicine man who is reincarnating himself.
Someone was high. Someone was really high.
Really high.
Yeah.
So this old medicine man is reincarnating himself through this woman's neck. Starting with a fetus and then growing all the way to a little person, really.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
So why is it good?
It's good because it's... as original as it gets.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I give you.
And
that,
you're not bored 1 second.
Okay.
It's, all right. I mean, it's unique.
Is it
it's a unique
what,
movie?
What year? Or
78.
78.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh man, that last.
So it's all animatronic. Is it sort of animatronic type or just?
Oh, the effect. It's all pretty much practical effects. So
practical,
in terms of the growth,
yeah.
And the effects are pretty amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially
imagine.
The scene where the Manitou actually comes out of the woman's
oh.
neck. Oh, it's so good.
Caesarean style.
Oh, not really. It just, oh, she's like lying on the bed and it's like
oh.
just kind of crawling out of her back.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Wow. Okay.
So good.
So
and,
I'm going to have to see this now.
You kind of have to see it,
oh,
I'm afraid.
Okay.
And the last half hour is like amazing. It all takes place in this hospital.
Yeah.
And the Manitou's just come out.
Yeah.
And it's all centered around this one room and everyone's just like, what the hell do we do? One guy, Tony Curtis, just froze, like, what does he throw at one point again? It's not a printer, it's like a typewriter. It's because it turns out that everything has a Manitou.
Everything?
Everything. So he's
okay.
like, maybe the typewriter Manitous will take care of it, and he froze the typewriter.
Because this sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan film.
yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the typewriter.
Yeah. But that doesn't work, actually. They're just like, why did you throw that? but it turns out that computers saved the day.
Oh, okay.
Because it's
1978
like,
computers.
Yeah, they're
wow.
really proud of having computers in that hospital.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They've got flashing lights. They don't do anything.
Yeah,
it's just like, what are you doing with my computers? And it's just they saved the day. And because it's the 70s, a huge fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's just I mean it's hilarious for one.
Yeah.
It's really original, really unique.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that's
no.
similar to.
And it's, genuinely awesome. So, yeah.
That's good.
So that's my recommendation for The Big Recall. We'll be back next time with where the roles will be switched and I'll pick a real bad movie instead of a Western classic.
It was a bad film, okay? It's a really bad film.
For shame. For shame, Jamie.
If you like John Wayne films, you can't like that film.
Why?
Because he's... Oh, I don't know. He's such a caricature in it.
Anyway. All right. Well, that's it. That's it, basically, for that section. Let's move on to the big game, which is basically a game in which... You don't know what it is yet, do you?
No, God.
Let me tell you what it's called.
What have I let myself in for?
I'll tell you the title. I Shat Myself... That's it. That's the title sequence for that. And it's basically, I'm going to sing, well, yes, the logo. I'm going to sing.
I get it now, William Shatner.
Yeah,
Shat
myself.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
You might not be able to make that out from the image, though, like that's
no,
Shatner. But
it's not great.
That's William Shatner.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Star Trek font.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm going to sing a song as Shatner.
I'm leaving.
No, wait. Because I've got the worst William Shatner impression you've ever heard, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty bad. I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
So I thought I could sing a song, and then as Shatner, and people can guess what I'm actually singing.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, when he sings, he doesn't really sing. He mostly just talks.
Yeah, he does. Just did he do, or was that a joke?
Rocket Man.
No, the Eminem, "Will the Real Slim Shady Please Stand Up."
Whoa, I don't know that.
I think that might be like a Simpsons thing or something like that.
Yeah, that was a Simpsons, wasn't it? Yeah. I think so.
Will the Real Slim Shady.
He would do it, though. He would totally do it.
Stand up. Anyway, go on.
That was worse than mine.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. But basically, and you have to guess. You people out there who are listening, all two of you.
Yeah.
Me and Jamie.
This is just self-stroking.
Basically. You have to guess what I'm singing, and if you guess correctly...
Can I guess?
No.
Oh.
No, you should shut up while I sing. You basically get a shout-out. We shout out whatever your website or your Twitter name or whatever you want us to shout out in the shout out section at the end. All right. I'll move on. Rambling again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Jamie?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I am.
I'm not ready.
All right, let's go. I can show you the world. Shining. Shimmering. It's kind of. Tell me, princess, now, when did you last let your heart
decide?
I can open your eyes, Jamie. Take you wonder by wonder. Over sideways and under on a magic carpet ride. There you go. So if you can guess that conundrum, then send in your
I feel so moved.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna be alright?
No.
Should we make out?
No.
Alright, next section. Well, there's the final, it's the end. It's the end of the podcast. We finally got to it, sorry.
Yeah.
I promise I won't sing at you anymore. This might not even be Yes. The big shoutouts.
You haven't got the sound for this?
No, I don't.
Oh,
maybe I do. I don't. All I have of his is.
Bullshit.
We've done this already.
No worries.
Anyway, shoutouts. Obviously, we don't. It's the first episode, so we don't have anyone.
Yeah, we don't really have any.
We don't have any of you guys to shout out. So I'll shout out one of our mutual friends, Gavin, which you can find on Twitter at Axis of Ornament.
Mm.
Yeah, very catchy.
Yeah. It's a great blog where he creates art.
Yeah, art, random,
just
weird.
Really things. Random, but quite funny.
Comics
and stuff. I think his stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, he did a drawing of Data, an overweight Data.
Oh, yeah, that was
so good.
Gorgeous.
And you can find this blog actually at Axis of Ornament. What? Axis of Ornament.
I don't know how he came up with that.
I don't know. .wordpress.com. And it's well worth checking out and following him on Twitter. Do you have anyone to shout out?
Yes, I have to shout out one person who is another mutual friend of ours who goes by the name of Silent Consumer. And he has a Twitter at silent_consumer. You know, his predominant thing is Let's Plays and, you know...
being angry.
He has his own podcast as well, And, they've got great sense of humour, in my opinion.
So. You can find him on YouTube as well.
Yeah, YouTube under just Silent Consumer, one word.
Cool. So. Cool, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back soon. If we don't listen to this back and it turns out to be terrible.
Yeah, and then we don't post it.
And then you wouldn't be listening to this.
And then this is breaking the fourth wall
and all that.
Yeah, we should really finish that.
Anyway, I'm going to go and see Naked Floating taking a shit Tom Cruise. And we're going to have a triangle party.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, cameras. Bye.